Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. We have had a lot of fun. We talked about favoring one kid over the other or understanding one kid over another. And we talked about music with Noah Klein and my son Arnie Sallon, who are still sitting here with me. Just a quick reminder, tonight at Dad Chat, we're having Parent Choice. Next week is going to be Hip Hop for Dummies at Dad Chat. And Sunday, we're doing Obesity and Our Pets. That's Sunday, July 14th at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. East Coast Time. So with me is Noah Klein, the founder of ElectricSloth.com, and his associate in crime and music, my son Arnie Sallon. And welcome back to the show again, boys.
Hello.
I want to ask you a question because we had kind of fun in the segment two, which I highly recommend you listen or download, which you can do at my website or iTunes, any one of my radio shows. They mentioned a number of artists in the electronic music world, and I was making jokes about not, you know, knowing who they were when they were just as alien to me as possible. So I asked each of the guys to list their 10 favorite artists, say desert island artists, and I want to see if honestly I know any of them. So let's start with Noah.
All right, Rusko.
Just keep on going. I'll tell you if I recognize any of them.
Rusko, Arcade Fire, Alt J, Bass Nectar, Carnage, Dog Blood, Purity Ring, Kill the Noise, Grizz, Matt and Kim, and Neutral Milk Hotel.
Okay, Carnage is the only one I've heard of, and Carnage, as far as I know, is a character in Marvel Comics. He appeared in Spider-Man. So is it the same guy?
You tried.
Okay, I tried. All right, so I guess that means, okay, fail. All right, I got none of those. Have not even heard of any of those. So thank you for making me feel very geriatric, Noah. Now it's your turn, Arnie.
I'm doing what I can.
All right. I got Nine Inch Nails, Radiohead, Flying Lotus, Daft Punk, Disclosure, Justin Timberlake, Led Zeppelin, Diplo, Gesaffelstein, and Soundgarden. Those are my 10.
All right, given that Arnie comes more from a rock and roll background or interest, I actually recognized a couple of those. Led Zeppelin, let me think. That's that Robert Plant guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Nine Inch Nails, we're going to see at Outside Lands, right?
Never seen Nine Inch
Nails. Okay, what's the guy who is Nine Inch Nails?
Trent Reznor.
Who wrote the score for...
The Social Network.
Exactly. Okay, so that's pretty good. I'm not totally screwed up there. Did you not have Chris Cornell? Oh, you had Soundgarden there.
Soundgarden's in there,
okay, that was
yeah.
Chris Cornell, who you jammed with. So that's three I know. Okay, so thank you, Arnie. I don't feel totally out of it. What's interesting about your list is that it covers a long time period. No, seriously, I'm not joking here. What is the oldest artist on that list? I don't mean age-wise as far as how long they've been performing.
Neutral Milk Hotel.
And how long have they been around?
90s. Since
A long time. So you go 3 decades then. You cover the 90s. Your artist list covers more than just the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Which I assumed it did because I didn't recognize any of the names.
Yeah, okay.
Would every artist on your list fit in the electronic music category?
No, actually. Let me see. I can tell you how many. It was like five. Arcade Fire, Alt-J, Purity Ring would be electronic. Matt and Kim and Neutral Milk Hotel are all like full bands.
And their music is, what would you say, rock or alt?
More alt, kind of. Matt and Kim's kind of like electro punk. I don't know. It's weird. They're all. It's eclectic.
Interesting. I did recognize Daft Punk. I remember their first song, One More Time.
Hey, and
I know
not
they've
bad.
Got. And I know they've got a big album out now. That
can you name it?
No. I do know that they're French. Okay, that was kind of, I never knew that until the new album came out. What is the new album called?
Random Access Memories.
Of course, I knew that, it just slipped my mind. All right, that's it for today's show. I want to thank my support team, Richard Dugan, who has been laughing throughout this whole show. I'm not sure if he's laughing with or at us, but he's my engineer and producer, and I want to thank him, as well as Les Carroll, station manager for KZSB AM 1290, which is my home station. And finally, as I say every week, I thank you for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.